We are still a few months away from the 40th anniversary of the debut of All Things Considered, the first major national program launched by National Public Radio. But the fledgling alternative network had been gestating for some time before that. So it's fitting that a book recounting that history has just been published, just in time for the holidays, of course. This is NPR, The First 40 Years, features comments and reflections from dozens of familiar NPR names, or maybe I should say voices. One of them is Susan Stamberg, who was there from the very first, an early recruit of founding news director Bill Simmering.
So much of his vision was reaching his arms out to us, and we were all just full of thoughts and ideas because it was a new toy that we were about to create. Well, I grew up listening to radio, but many of that early staff were younger than I, and radio was not their medium at all. Television was. So they pounced on radio, and they pushed it and prodded it just to see how it could move and where it could go.
Reporter Jeff Common took it to the streets of Washington on the very first day of All Things Considered, covering a huge demonstration against the war in Vietnam.
A line of young people has just come across the highway. Traffic has stopped. And here come the police. One, two, three, four police on motor scooters. One demonstrator knocked down by a motor scooter policeman.
That's a short segment from one of the six memorable broadcasts on a CD included with the book. An illustration, perhaps, of Stamberg's widely repeated quote that radio has the best pictures. And from the start, NPR used on-the-scene audio to paint those pictures.
We wanted to take our listeners to the place where the story was occurring. And the way you did that was with ambient sound, the sound of the place. And to this day, it's how I go through life. I mean, wherever I am, my ears are always listening to whatever the background sounds are and thinking, if I were doing a story here, that would be the first thing I recorded.
NPR was also committed to extensive international coverage from the outset, Stamberg recalls, even if they didn't yet have the staff to do it themselves.
We did it day one, but not with any of our own people. We had five reporters on staff, and they were all here. But as far as overseas stories, we had an arrangement with the Christian Science Monitor, which then was a major newspaper and had huge cadres of reporters all over the world. And the deal was, when news broke in a place where they had a reporter, we would get on the telephone and the reporter would tell us what the news there was. And I did that for years.
Looking back four decades, it's a bit amusing to see how the young public radio network embraced its emerging role as an alternative to the big three television networks of the day. Today, Stamberg says, NPR remains an alternative, but in very different ways.
This has become the place now where people turn for that definitive information. It is the electronic source for news. I never would have dreamt that we would be carrying that banner pretty much alone. Newspapers falling and television becoming far more politicized and not devoting itself to the kind of definitive, objective news reporting that we do really singles us out.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.